Craig and Loretta with you this Tuesday, 20 to 7 the time.
Now, remember when Kerry Packer changed cricket forever?
Kerry Packer changed cricket forever
with the introduction of limited overs, day-night cricket, and he had the coloured uniforms, which were great. I loved them. Well, our next guest has been labelled the Kerry Packer of blind cricket.
That's right. Paul Zepp, a wicketkeeper who represented Queensland and New South Wales in blind cricket. He's the president of Blind Bats, which is a not-for-profit organisation that aims to assist anyone who's blind or vision impaired to become included, more included in the general community. But cricket is your passion, Paul. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Yes, it is my favourite sport. And I've spent many years playing, and now we're teaching vision impaired people, blind people, and people with other disabilities now play this version of cricket. We call it beep cricket.
Beep cricket.
Yeah.
So this is almost the reinvention of the ball that you use to play blind cricket. You've brought in a selection of them that have sort of, I guess, described the evolution of the game in many ways.
Yeah. I found that when the ball stopped in the grass or when it was in the air, it didn't make any noise because it was run kinetically. As it hit the ground, it made a noise. But I invented this beeping ball, and the beeping ball, when it's in the grass or when it's in the air, you actually do hear it before it hits your face.
That could be very handy. Speaking from experience there, obviously, Paul, too.
Yeah. So I bought in an international ball, and it sounds like that.
Right.
But when it stops, that's how it sounds.
Uh-huh. Yes.
And the new beeping ball sounds like that, and it keeps going until you tell it to stop.
Right. Okay. So when it's been bowled, it's beeping?
It's beeping all day long. The umpires will stop it whenever the ball is dead or for drinks or for lunch, and obviously overnight we stop it. But it doesn't need recharging. They last about 3 weeks continuously.
So there's a little battery inside, obviously.
Yeah, there's a battery inside and a circuit board and a few other things. So it lasts 3 weeks. So by the time 3 weeks are up and the ball's going to stop, the thing's worn out anyway, so you just get another ball.
Yeah, so it's not like when you change the balls in cricket, you don't have to change your batteries as well.
No.
But
we do change the balls for each innings, but then those balls are used for practice later on.
And does it design, well, I guess it is designed to replicate a regular cricket ball in terms of its movements, bounce, all those sorts of things, Paul?
Yes, it's the same size as a cricket ball, although this is the third prototype and the fourth one will be a little bit larger, mainly because we're measuring bounce and we're measuring speed off the bat and all that sort of gear. Next one will be a little bit larger, but you can see in the studio here that it's got a pronounced seam.
Yes, it does.
And depending on how you make that seam hit the pitch, the ball will do different things. It'll rise up or it'll go to the left or the right, or it'll go straight ahead.
So is your mission to make that the new international standard for blind cricket?
Oh, for sure. We've got inquiries from New Zealand, England, India, Sri Lanka, all the places you can think that cricket's been played. But in addition to that, we're running five different sports at Blind Bats.
Yeah.
And softball and baseball and hockey will all use the same ball, but they'll have a different design on the outside. So they'll all be the same size, the same internals, but they won't have a seam. They'll have different shapes or different lines and things on the ball.
And, Paul, what sort of difference do you think this will make to the game of cricket and to players?
Well, the thing with this ball, it's not just because it beeps. People that had the lowest sight, so no usable sight at all, or down to my level where I've got 3% in one eye and none in the other, those people were always had least impact on the result or on the way the game was played, because this rattly ball, once it stopped, they were lost. You know, they couldn't find in the grass. They had to flail their hands around in the grass to try and find it. What we've found with this ball, it's created a level playing field, and the people with least sight are now contributing much more than some people with much more sight in the game. So we've got other rules that we change, like we've got a handicap rule. If you've got no sight, you get four times the runs that what a sighted person would get. So That's a big, and then the people, we have a mixed team. So people with sight, we're trying to get inclusion going.
Mm-hmm.
So we have people, sighted people, people with other disabilities and blindies all playing together. And the people with other disabilities are graded in the same way that blindies are, depending on the severity of their disability. But all the ones with full sight and have no disability, they got to stand outside. There's two boundary lines. They've got to stand outside the blue boundary line, which is about 20 metres away from the pitch.
Right.
So that makes everybody a part of the game.
Yeah.
And they can't, you know, because it's natural to go and grab the ball as soon as you see it. So if you're standing next to a blindie, he doesn't get a chance to grab the ball because the sighted person would
yeah,
get it.
So true.
So a lot of thought has gone into this, and there's been 8 years setting up this charity, and this is our second year now of actually activities.
6:45 on ABC Radio Brisbane. Paul Zepp is with us. He's the president of Blind Bats. Paul, I want to talk a little bit about yourself because you were legally blind from the age of 3, so you were born with full sight. What's your story? What happened?
I was born with Pink's disease, which was a disease that where your hands and feet were a very bright pink. And I was born in Wollongong, and it only happened to about 6 babies. So it was that disease was carried from England. And so they sent off to England for the medical treatment for it. It was, it was a series of tablets or some medicine. And then once that was given, my hands went back and my feet went back to normal colour.
Right.
But it left me and the other 6 babies that I haven't met, but the other 6 babies, we all had the same eyesight problem.
Hmm.
And the biggest problem through my life wasn't just the least sight that I had, because I started off with 15% in one eye, which was pretty good, but my eyes wiggle rapidly all the time. I don't know whether you can see me from there, but they do wiggle. And when they wiggle, it's like a television screen sort of scrolling, only going the other way.
Right.
And it's very hard to focus on anything or see things. And I have no control over it. I just got to wait till it stops before I can do some things, or I have my cane or my wife here. She helps me a lot.
Yeah, Olga is beside you here this morning in the ABC Radio Brisbane breakfast studio. And Paul, let's just talk about that. What then did the world of blind cricket open up to you then personally?
Well, yeah, when I was at school, I was just a target for branding, because I couldn't see the ball coming, and I used to stand in a defensive situation and then just hope that the ball hit the bat. So I gave cricket away, and even in family sort of activities and everything, they used to lob it very gently, a tennis ball very gently, and actually aim at the bat for me to hit it. But I met this dear friend, he's deceased now, and he introduced me to blind cricket. And from that time on, I was sold on it, and I did my best and I represented, and I just thought that on reflecting in my life, I just thought this is what I'd like to do to give back. I'd like to make this game so it's good for the people with least sight. And so in the playground at schools and anywhere, it's called Beep Cricket. It's not called Blind Cricket. So they all think it's a new revolution thing where we've got this fancy beeping ball, but they don't realise it's helping the people that can't see.
It's an incredible idea. Like you said, you want to see this adopted far and wide, and let's hope that you see that mission achieved, Paul. Yeah. Thanks so much for sharing your story with
us
today.
Can I just say that the NDIS has made all this happen. So people that don't understand, they've funded this. They've funded this ball to be produced, and they've funded our charity so that we could get off in our first year.
Well, so glad to hear about it, Paul.
Yep.
Thanks for sharing your experiences, and let's stay in touch to hear more about the story of Beep Cricket, as you call it.
Thank you very much.
Paul Sepps, the president of Blind Bats.
And Blind Bats, which is at Morayfield, hosts Come and Try Beep Cricket Days every Sunday. The club also has other beep ball sports, including, as Paul was mentioning, softball, soccer, touch football and hockey. So if you want some more information, just go to blindbats.org.
It's 6:50.